First track from Sensi Love tonight. Girl. A wicked video accompanies this track entitled These Lies.
No, she can't find happiness in a gold Gucci dress. Ooh, I gotta find myself. Don't wanna be, I don't wanna be somebody else. Deep inside, I know I'm more than these lies. These lies they try to destroy with these lies. These lies, these lies, these lies, these lies. The girl's skin black, I'm pretty.
One up and start it back again, and fingers crossed, I can say hello, Sensi. Are you there?
I'm here, blessed love.
Blessed love, Sensi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Just landed off the plane. How long ago?
10 minutes, maybe 15.
Okay, so it was on time, yes?
Maybe 15 minutes late, but. You know, we're always up on time.
Okay, okay. And you're in a public place now with your laptop.
No, actually, I got, you know, I'm lucky. I have a lot of great friends and aunts. So I have an aunt that lives near to the airport, so I'm here.
Oh, wow. That's handy.
Yes.
That's cool. So where are you flying in from?
I was in Miami. Actually, first we were in D.C.
Okay.
And then, you know, we made a few appearances in D.C. with Morgan Heritage and Richie Spice at one show. And then we had a fashion show because my mother has a clothing line that she recently relaunched. Okay. So we had a fashion show and an acoustic performance at Ras Restaurant in D.C. Okay. And then we hopped over to Miami. So you call it, it's like a mini tour. It's like a mini U.S. tour.
Wow, you're hopping from here to there.
And yes, and that show, the show in Miami was really good. Born Free from Germany, he put that show on with Mamadi. Right. And we were specially invited guests. And, you know, mash it up.
I'm sure you did. I've seen some pictures on Facebook on Born Free's page. And I see some on your page as well.
Yeah, man, nice show.
So it went well, yes?
It went perfect. It was very nice.
Okay. And you're mentioning some big names there. Morgan Heritage, Richie Spice. Wow, you're moving up in the music business.
Well, gotta move up. Ain't no down to go, you know? Gotta move up.
That's great. That's really great. You probably just heard a few bars from These Lies I was playing. The first tune for the night from yourself. And it has a very striking video that accompanies it. And there's a big and quite a deep and serious storyline to the track. Could you explain that a little bit?
Well, the song These Lies is really about loving yourself. It's about self-love. It's about identity, because a lot of us are in this identity crisis.
Yeah.
As black people and as, you know, as people in general.
Yeah.
Because we've been spoon-fed this idea that you have to look this way to be accepted or to be attractive or, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really about loving yourself as you are and, you know, just creating your own identity, being original, you know, instead of trying to buy this and buy that because it's on TV.
Right.
And then in the end, you're still not happy with who you are. And sometimes, you know, we miss the chance to develop our character because we're so caught up in the physical part,
yes,
you know?
Yes. Because I know that I have to say this, particularly in the ghetto parts of Jamaica, there is this problem, call it a problem with bleaching.
It's an epidemic, I like to
epidemic,
say.
Epidemic, yes. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. With the bleaching, people are buying creams and taking pills, hoping to lighten their skin. It's
terrible. But you know, it's funny. We in Jamaica, we who are close to home, we just say, oh, in Jamaica and in the ghetto. But if you type in bleaching on Google, you will find a whole heap of people outside. You will probably find 3 out of 10 is 3 Jamaican related.
Okay.
The other ones are Africa, You know, our sisters in Africa are going through the same thing. In Ghana, it's an epidemic. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So it's wherever black people are who are slaves mentally.
I see, I see.
You know, to the system where they tell us that, where the Willie Lynch system prevails, basically.
Right.
So, and then you have, you know, the celebrities who are doing it, and they mislead us by thinking, okay, you have to be five shades lighter to actually make it. So they come in a certain complexion and then bleach out the rest of it. Yeah. And then you know have to try to get to that level with them, so it's kind of it's unfair, you know. It's definitely unfair to the next generation, because if you as a parent bleach and your child is darker than you and they see you in that complexion, they're going to either not respect you, one, because sometimes they are wiser, or they're going to feel like they are less because you rub out your one, so why should they keep theirs? You understand?
Yes.
So that's where the epidemic thing, that's how I think it's gotten so bad, because you have big people doing it. It's not just a little, it's not just a young people thing.
No.
You have big responsible people who are doing it and setting that example for the younger ones.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't know where to go.
I mean, in my mind, is Michael Jackson, whether it's a medical reason or not, it's been perceived as an attempt to appeal to a wider market.
Right.
But and I think, you know, that really has had an impact on a lot of people as well.
On a lot of people, definitely, because, you know, how I feel about Michael Jackson is that if he remained, because Michael Jackson is who he is regardless, because it's a spirit, it's a soul, right?
Yeah.
But if his image had remained Afrocentric then, you know, where him still have the Afro, or even if him cut it or do whatever, because you know how we stay, black people will like to change up a look.
Yeah.
So that's natural. But if he still had that broad nose and that complexion, black people would have a better, I think, black people would have a better perception of themselves.
Yes.
Because you would see this godlike figure, and it's a black man, and him leading dance, him leading music. He's original, he's a composer, he's a everything.
Yeah.
You understand? But you see him as a black man.
Yeah.
So when you see him as something different, because you can't even say white, because he's neither, because he's black, regardless of the complexion, you understand?
Yes.
It's kind of confusing. It's confusing because then you now feel like, well, shoot, if he's black, he's rich, you know, he could stay the way he is because he's rich, and he choose to rub out Femon, then what may I do with my one?
Yes.
You know, so yeah, definitely. And look, you know, Cartel, his nickname is Michael Cakes Up Jackson, so that just goes again to show that it come from them time there. It's not just where they.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And whilst it's not, you know, I'm not pleased to say, but he is nonetheless looked up upon by a lot of Jamaicans and others around the world.
Right, but and again, he would still be the same person even if he wasn't doing that.
That's right.
That is my stance. It's like it's not, you know, that they create this illusion, like, you know, you're better if you're lighter.
Yes.
You know, and it's misleading because it's not true.
That's not true.
And a lot of times, you know, sometimes people respect you less because they see you're not happy with who you are. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's a sad state of affairs, and glad to hear that a lot of artists are pointing this out and trying to, you know, accentuate the fact that you're better off being you rather than
trying to copy
somebody else or trying to appeal to a fictitious public image.
Then you end up losing the real you.
That's right. Yes, you remain the same person whether you're this shade or that shade, but you perhaps lose respect from a lot of people.
Yes, and I mean, lose the real you in more than one way, because we women, you know, when we wear the weave all the time, the hairline start nyamwe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being real.
That's true.
You buy the breasts or you buy the rear or whatever,
yes,
after a while, you yourself not happy with that because you thought that was going to give you the whatever you thought you was going to get. And at the end of the day, you don't get it.
That's right.
You know, because you don't get respect. And that's, I think that's what it always boils down to.
Okay, well, let's play the track. It's a big track, and I want to talk to you about the video afterwards, but I'm just going to hail up everyone and make everybody know, say...
Blessed love. Yeah, man. Big up UK, big up worldwide. Can we know, say, with the thing large, internet, www, you know, you can't talk about one place again.
Yes, yes, yes. So big respects to Andrea Louise, Baby Girl, and Climb No Trees, Dags, and DJ Queenie, Freds, Gaza Shalom, Goody, Jaqueen Sister Moon, Janetta, Linus of Judah, Norris Edwards, Naya Naptali, Pablo P, Promotants on the Bass, Queen Easy in the place, Reggae Ladies, yeah. Selector Rose, Breadfruit, New York representing, Somali out of Bermuda, Songstress, you did a name I haven't seen on here for a little while now. Big welcome back to you, sister. Tragic out of Cardiff, Williams from my locality up after me, Ecstasy out of Canada representing, big up Sonia 58 just come, and Zero Silence likewise. We're gonna rinse out the first track from Sensi Love tonight, entitled These Lies.
Girlfriends, I tell her to find a money man. Money man, money man, money man. Now she can't find happiness in a gold Gucci dress. Ooh, I gotta find myself. Don't wanna be, I don't wanna be somebody else. Deep inside, till she reach 16 and find out about the magic of the bleaching cream. Mama never teach her, say black is power. The system always show her, say black man low up on the television. Pure light skin on us here, so she buy the weave and try to get her skin more fair.
Okay.
You're so much more than that.
Okay.
Don't even know what you got. Oh, I gotta find my. Don't wanna be, I don't wanna be somebody else. Deep inside, I know I'm more than these lies. These lies, they try to destroy with these lies, these lies, these lies, these lies, these lies. Girlfriends, I tell her. Find a money man to take her uptown and spend a couple grands. Now she can't find happiness in a the gold Gucci dress, in a the name brand or the silicone breast. Who's to blame? Everybody think that life's about the rings and chains, a flossing game.
No, girl,
you're so much more than that.
Oh, girl,
don't even know what you got. Ooh, I gotta find my. Don't wanna be, I don't wanna be somebody else. Deep inside, I know I'm more than these lies.
Well, Sensi, when I first saw the video, it struck me, you know, it hit me, it gripped me, and I was fixed to the screen for the duration of the tune. And as I've heard more of the tune over and over again, it's growing on me even more. So I just have to hail you and praise you for releasing this track. It's really powerful. I'm really, really liking it.
Give thanks.
So tell me about this video now. You got a striking look in the video. What were you trying to achieve? What describe it for people, just in case they
don't
see.
Which one of the striking looks?
Well, I got a number of pictures in my mind. It's the one with the white spots and lines in your face and
it's so ironic you say that, because I was just talking to an older sister of mine, and she was telling me that she saw the video, and I, you know, the thing is, we move with the spirit a lot of times, especially in reggae music. because it's a message. Most of us is a mission to, you know, carry out a message.
Yeah.
You understand? And, you know, sometimes it's to change things for the better. You know, so sometimes, you know, our lives don't align with it, but we're still messengers. So she was saying how that image is like exact, like the maroons.
Oh, right.
She said that is, she said nothing different. She said the hair, the fit, everything. She said it, that is like an old maroon image.
Okay.
You understand? And I was like, wow. And in a way, that's what we're going for. We're going for something primitive.
Yeah.
You know, the artist, her name is Dominique Doll. She's a makeup artist. She's just a painter, as far as I'm concerned. She can't paint anything.
Right, including people.
But that's the idea, that we're going for something primitive, something organic, something that when people look at it, they'll be scared.
Right.
But at the same time, it's art, and at the same time, it's getting to the depth of it. It's the exact opposite of what we're being spoon-fed, as I'm saying,
I see. But for those who haven't seen the video, how would you describe it?
Scary. The video overall is a mixture of emotions. Some of it is humor. But it's supposed to be striking. It's supposed to scare you just a little bit.
Yes.
And if you have nightmares, even better, because that we're looking for it to shake people up.
Yes.
You understand? We don't really want people to just watch it and then, you know, we want it to watch it and think about what it's saying, think about how it applies to you, your life, or your children's lives, or someone that you know.
Yes.
Understand? Because at the end of the day, even though some people might not like it, or they might not like me for what I'm saying, at the end you're going to love me, because the truth will always be the truth.
Yes.
You understand? Whether you come by it now or in a few years.
And you're right in that it's humorous as well, because I remember one scene where I think it must be you. You have on one red wig.
I don't know. Is it me?
It's one red wig with come down to your hips or longer, mm-hmm. and you flick it forward and you can't find your face again. Oh boy, yes, it's great.
Yeah.
It really drives home a strong point, and I'm hoping that people will catch on to that. And
definitely, and you know, we put a lot of work into it, a lot of brain work, a lot of time, a lot of whole heap of things, and it's a great team that I have that I'm working with. Actually, the producer of the track is Shaka Gervon.
Right,
he produced most of the tracks on the album. The executive producer, of course, is Millie David, Lifestone Music. And then Lifestone Music, you know, as a group, we came up with a concept for the video.
Yes.
And then we had our videographers, Ty Walker and Rayvon Lucas.
Right.
They helped to bring it to life.
Yes.
Then again, and then we went back to Lifestone for editing, because my brother, who is also an artist, Assad, he did the editing on that video. So it's just a team effort.
A family team.
All the work that we do just go check, you know?
Yeah. Well, you remind me of a couple of things now. Firstly, on Livestone, last we spoke, I have to say to people that we spoke a little over a year ago. And you had a newborn at that time. How is Joari? Briefly lost the connection there. You still there?
I'm sorry. It's this touch. You know how these computers, if you just blow on them.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We got you back. I was just saying that it was about a year ago that we spoke, and you had a newborn at that time. It was in his first year, born Christmas Day, I remember. How is Joe? Is it Joari?
Joari. He's great. He's about to be two.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I, you know, a friend of mine, my aunt, she said, "So he's about to be three, right?" I almost said yes, but because he's so advanced,
is he?
You know, they grow so fast.
Yeah. And you were speaking about Livestone, and it seems that Livestone is progressing well as a sort of family orientated business. Is that right?
Yes, we are definitely progressing well as an independent company. But again, like I said, you know, with teamwork, you can break down any barrier, trust me.
Yes. And I have to also thank you for agreeing to be one of the judges in the Reggae Space Seed Awards for 2012.
Yay, I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, it's progressing well. We're having entries from all over the world. I was just looking at the list earlier on today. We have Canada and Spain and, of course, Jamaica and everywhere in between. You know, we have over 30 entries so far, and we still have quite a time to go. And if people are people, we're probably going to experience a little rush towards the end.
Towards the end, of course.
Yeah. But yes, I really do appreciate you agreeing to.
Yeah, and I appreciate you inviting me. I appreciate you considering me, you know, to be a judge.
Yes,
very flattering.
Okay. Now, more music. We didn't really get a chance to link up beforehand to agree what on what you wanted to hear, but I'm aware that you've got a new set of brackets. Do you remember last time we spoke, I said you're carrying around some brackets? I would say you have a new set of brackets. It's Sensi Love, in brackets, Queen of Hearts.
Woo! That's it. I love it.
Yeah, so tell me about this Queen of Hearts. Where that come from? How that just appear, so?
well, I'm the Queen of Hearts from a long time. actually, what happened is I wrote a song a few months back named Queen of Hearts, you know, and I'm explaining why I'm the Queen of Hearts. So I had this idea to do a mixtape,
right?
You know, just to sing on some popular rhythms. It's short. It's not a lot of songs, but. You know, I sang over some of my songs because I didn't even know how extensive my catalog was until me and my brother started freestyling the other day,
okay.
Singing Sensi Love songs. And I was like, whoa, I could do another Queen of Hearts.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I covered some of my own songs on some original rhythms and I named it Queen of Hearts.
Right.
So it's almost like I'm coining the term before anybody else does. Cause
I see.
You know how ideas are. You put them out in the universe and somebody snatch it up.
You know, you only have to mention them and they travel through the air.
I'm telling you.
Okay. And you have to make sure that it's the right Queen of Hearts. It's not Queen of Hearts.
It's Queen of.
Yeah.
A. Queen of Hearts, like how Jamaicans talk. Yeah.
That's right. And from what I can gather, you've collected them together and put them up on SoundCloud. And
yes, they're on SoundCloud. You know, you can listen for free, download for free. It's a mixtape, so
yeah.
I'm not trying to sell, you know.
No, right. Okay,
but definitely trying to get the vibration out there, people getting used to my voice. And sometimes people want to hear me on music that they're used to because the music on my album is very original in every way.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, sometimes it's hard to swing. It has to grow on some people.
Yes.
So, you know, I just give them a little head start.
Okay, well, I did want to talk to you about that, but I want to run the track first. Big up to all those who are listening in. Live conversation, Sensi Love and Yendis live on Reggae Space. We're going to dip into the Queen of Hearts mixtape. The first one here is on a rhythm that everybody will know. It's entitled Hey You. It's the remix, and you revoice it. You didn't just take the vocal and put it on.
We just revoice everything. We did it like almost in one day.
Okay.
You know, it's a mixtape, so it's no pressure.
Yes.
I will have harmony for days, so it'll take nothing.
Crying morning, just can't wait till morning.
Ooh. Like a clock ticking on the wall, 7 days,
you'll be needed by the next right there. Don't leave,
can't he sleep? Like a bug to school, what do you so need?
Love me, right there.
Spread your feet.
Ooh, hey. Feel like I'm
Sergeant Williams, big up promoting Selector Dubfire on the bass, a songstress. We got Queen Easy each and every day. It's the remix.
Right then, don't leave.
Can't hypnose me. Like a ball to school. Ooh, what do you so mean?
Love me, right then.
Spread out your feet.
Ooh, hey.
Your voice has developed since last we spoke, you know. I don't know if you would agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the more practice we get, the better we get, naturally.
Yes, yes, yes. And the purpose of remixing and revoicing is really, is it to get those people that perhaps didn't catch it the first time round, to get their attention, to, because it's the same lyrics and the same sentiments, but it's on a rhythm that we'll be more familiar with. Is that
familiar,
right?
Familiar, definitely. Yeah, all of the above.
Okay. But the question in my mind is, you know, I believe is it Shaka who created a lot of the rhythms on the first time round?
On the original, yes, on a Love Letter. Yes. On that album, Shaka did produce almost all the tracks. The one, whatever he didn't produce, was acoustic, basically.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how he's feeling now. You know, it's like you dash away his rhythms now.
No, I'm gonna do that. No, actually, the thing is, the mixtape is only like maybe two songs from the album, because a lot of the songs are from, you know, songs that are unreleased. Songs that I only did a demo for before, and people loved the song, and
yes.
Then they never could get the song, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Like, Give a Little Love, for example, that's one of them that was never really released as a single.
Yes, yes.
But is a favorite, you know? So, I kind of did it for those people. A few of the songs I did on the album that my father produced for me back in 2005.
Yes.
So, it's just a mixture. Okay. It's just a mixture. It's not, it's, you know, nobody not gonna take it personal. And Shaka is very... He's just like me, so he probably remixed the same songs.
Okay, right.
Right. No, man, no disrespect. It's not a disrespect thing. It's just, you know, it's just a mixtape, and it's also a free holiday gift because,
well,
I'm, you know, I'm one of those starving artists, as we like to say. So, well, I have a whole heap of music, so I can give that away, you know?
Yes. Well, I really appreciate the Christmas gift, and I'm sure a lot of people will as well, because you just have to go to SoundCloud and type in Queen A Hearts, and the whole of them will come up, and you can download them straight from the page and put them on your iPod or your laptop or whatever.
Man.
And the other thing is, because you're giving them away, and there's no issue about who for Riddim it is and whether they should get any royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Was that in your mind when you done it?
Yeah, that's part of it too.
Okay.
You know, it's something I could do quick and easy, because a lot of artists who are popular, especially in American music, they do so through mixtapes, where they just sing on somebody's rhythm. It's their own original lyrics.
Yeah.
And you put it out, you don't have to, you know, because the thing is, people going to burn your music anyway.
Yeah.
People go, you know, bandool or whatever they call it, pirate. That's going to happen anyway. So why not do it yourself?
Right. That's true. Okay, so it's been around for a few weeks now?
Just a few weeks.
What kind of response you get so far?
Oh, awesome response.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of promotion through Facebook. And because, you know, it's on the computer anyway, all they have to do is click, click, click. They don't have to try to go search. So I've done most of my promotion on Facebook, and I've been getting great response. It's doing really well. It's got a couple hundred hits and a lot of downloads, and it's doing good.
Yes, I'm proud.
I'm proud of it.
Good. I'm going to run another one in a short while, but I just I'm going to refer to a comment made by Selector Dubfies in Jamaica. I'm just going to read it as it is in the shout box. I don't know if you can see the shout box there, but it says, Yende Sensi Love said, as soon as she learned how to talk, she wrote her first song. Not on paper, but right in her head, because her mom used to sing children's song for them when she was a pickney.
Nice. Yes.
Yes, it's true.
How would I read my profile?
Right. That's Selector Dubfies. He's one of our...
Think of yourself, Dubfire. More love.
Is out of Jamaica. Okay. So I'm gonna run another one. Big up Tragic, because he's been rinsing this one out for
Big up Tragic. Yeah, man, what you say?
You know. Yes, man.
Now clap your hands and stamp your feet. This happens to be a treat wild treat.
So tell me why.
You know how much I
Jah know, I'm still in love with you, even though you did me wrong. Oh. And I know you probably love me too, but I've been hurting for so long. Yours, and baby, I still love you all the same, and I would be the one to blame, baby, if you did the same. But I forgive you this time.
I'm gone.
And where you're gone, you didn't even say goodbye.
Wow, that works so well. I mean, how long it take? A silly question.
All right, well, let me tell you the secret behind this one. Well, first of all, it's a medley of two songs that I did on my dad's album,
right.
Jano and Gone Away. I kind of mixed them together.
Okay.
But the instrumental track that I found, it was mixed just like that, as far as the dub outs of the original Bitty McLean song.
Yes.
It had those dub outs, and I just, you know, came in and came out. So it didn't really take as much time as you think, as far as me mixing and taking out and dubbing. It was already just like that.
But
and then I just insert my song in a different part.
Well,
so it was just
you know, the way that you saying this time and he says this time.
This time, yeah, it's just, yeah, I'm just, you know, we're flexible, man, we're flexible. So that's why I did the mixtape to show that as well. Because like I said, Jamaican people, hard. Them hard. You can't just go there, even if you're good. Yes. You understand? They have to break you and then build you up back.
Yes, you know.
So it's part of that. And a lot of Jamaicans in, you know, the reggae industry, they've been giving me kind of a hard time as far as the originality.
Is it?
They say, no, that not go on. Oh, that sounds on. Should I change this one, this, that, that?
So
they think, you know, we don't know what we're doing.
Right.
So when I do something like this, then I make it clear that what we did was deliberate. Yes, we can do it.
Yes,
see it
yes.
here. And no, listen back to that. That's what we're doing. You understand?
Yes. Well, yeah, they must realize now that you're a true wordsmith now. No, it's not an easy thing to achieve that, you know, and make it sound good. That's the thing.
Right.
And they will see that now, ain't it?
Yeah, man. Give thanks.
Now clap your hands and stamp your feet. This happens to be a Treat Wild Treat.
Tell me why.
You know how much I
Jah know, I'm still in love with you. Even though you did me wrong. Oh. And I know you probably love me too. But I've been hurting for so long. Yours and baby, I still love you all the same, and I would be the one to blame, baby, if you did the same. But I forgive you
this time.
When you're gone, I didn't even say goodbye. Now you're gone, I wait. Jah know. Did me wrong. Oh. And I know you probably love me too. But I've been hurting for so long. Oh. My love, answer me this question. Are you trying to punish me? Where did I go wrong? Was it reason to leave me alone? This is one that I can't stand to learn. Every season has its turn. Put you up and run. Baby, where you gone? You didn't even say goodbye. Now you're gone away.
So
where you gone? You didn't even say goodbye.
Lovely music, well done, Sensi Love, and that should satisfy a certain section of the listening audience and
definitely
make them know, say you can do it, tell them like it. And it's almost like you're dumbing down. I don't know if you heard that phrase before, but in this country, you know, when clever people, if they were to speak on their level, a lot of people wouldn't understand. So they dumb down and use simple language so that the broad majority understand. You see me?
I'm sorry. That's my son missing me.
Oh, poor thing.
Aww. But yeah, that's kind of what I was going for. Just like that. I mean... The dumbing down, I don't feel no way by that, because that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Because like I said, even the songs, these two songs, Jah know and Gone Away, they were done on some original music as well that my dad produced.
Right.
But like I said, a lot of times Jamaicans, I mean, I'm Jamaican, so I'm going to say Jamaican, I don't want nobody feel like my point finger, my thumb point to me too.
course.
But we Jamaicans, we tend to want to hear what we used to.
Yeah.
You know, so even me coming in, because I'm original in more than one way, with the music, with my image, with a lot of things, even the way I talk.
That's right.
But a lot of times you have to come in talking their language.
Yes.
You understand? Dancing their dance. And then when they must swing with you now,
yes,
you can't say, all right, this is me, I don't want everybody with you. Yes. And that's just how it's been for a while. So even sometimes going, I would say, all right, well, I got to challenge it. Yeah, you know, we can challenge it, but it kind of is the way it's been.
Yeah.
You know, it's been that way for decades now. So, you know, I just kind of have to swing with them, dumb it down a little bit and sing on a rhythm, and you understand? Yeah, and then, yeah, when I come out with my original, I think everybody's with me.
Yeah, you were just too advanced for them, you know?
Yeah. Ahead of my time, they like to say.
That's it.
But it's on record, so, you know, they'll always say, Sensi did it first. So, that's, I don't right. know.
Okay. Now, I just want to reflect again back on Livestone and what's happening mm-hmm. with them and what plans you have, because the next track I'm going to play is the one with Capleton.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're going to take that rhythm and get some more artists. And
yes, actually, we already have a few artists who have recorded on it. Warrior King is one of them. Cali P is another one. And we have a few more artists who are interested.
Right.
So, you know, it's just to get, you know how it got business part, because we're dealing with the business part. So it's just to get that lined up. Right. And we had to kind of give the Capleton song a run a little bit, okay? You know, want everything crowd up.
Yes.
But we're trying to do, even though we're trying to do things the way people are used to it.
Yes,
we
yes.
have to fine tune a lot of the things. You understand?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like rhythm. But honestly, I don't like when it's so many artists on one rhythm.
Yes, yes.
That you don't get to hear everybody's song. You only get to hear 20 seconds of each song. I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
To the talent that we have and the songwriting, you know, skills that we really have.
Yes.
For your team just get watered on like that. So, you know, it's better to make 5 good rhythm and stretch it out.
Yes, yes. It that's really how I look frustrates at it. Me when, you know, the artists, they spend enough time dreaming up an original idea and mm-hmm. going to the studio and spend enough time and maybe some
voicing
money
and
as
mixing
well.
And mastering.
And the thing is, they don't make a 20-second track. They make a 4-minute track.
You mm-hmm. know?
And then for the DJ to only play 20 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe a minute and a half if you're lucky you know, it's just disrespectful in my view, you know.
Right. But it's also, like I said, it's how it's done, because if you have 20 songs on that rhythm,
yeah,
you know, some of the DJ they want to play all 20, even though sometimes they can't split it up, you know.
Well, that's it. I know that. I mean, my rule of thumb is to play 3 on the rhythm now. Next week you play the next 3.
Play another 3.
You know,
right? But you know, there's a lot of things that we need to work out in the business. There's some things that are hurting the business, and it's one step at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I am definitely a revolutionary, especially with this music thing. So I definitely plan to do what I can to improve those situations. Not to change everything, you know.
Yeah.
But to improve it.
Right, right.
You know, and one of those steps that we're taking is with our rhythms, the Stand Firm rhythm.
Yeah.
With me and Capleton, produced by Livestone Music. Actually, I composed the music. I wrote the song a couple years ago, actually. And, you know, finally come to fruition.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, let's listen to the track.
Show you from your cleaning and your job is secure, yeah. And all that is blessing will restore ya. Till spiritually rich and I'll go power ya. Alright, say I can assure ya. From your cleaning and your heart, you will secure ya. And all of the blessing will restore ya. Your one that be clean, heart that be pure. Sexy.
Stand firm through any storm, through any fire. Firm through any storm,
keep it burning.
Through any fire, ooh, ooh.
Check this. Well, I'm the light of the world, so watch the interjection. It's a rocky road, so you are gonna need direction. The road you're full of sign, you have to know the intersection. Them say no one is perfect, but I'm for perfection. Never make no one stop the progression. Remember, but mine and the wicked this weapon. And always make the right decision. Sometimes you have to take yourself and be your own physician.
Well, it's said and done. You can't put the blame on anyone. It's your chance to take your memory to make. You never. Firm through any storm, through any fire, ooh, ooh. Stand firm through any storm, through any fire, ooh, ooh.
Yes, man, your music is up there, up there, up there.
Up there.
You know.
Give thanks, Yendis.
Yes, enough respect to you. I'm really glad to have you with us tonight. And the music, sweet, sweet, sweet. Big up Tragic in the shout box, giving it a big kaboom. Large up Climb No Trees. And big welcome to Lisa, Irie, and Janetta. So this is going to be a rhythm with a few other voices on it. You have any other rhythms planned for release through Livestone in the future?
Yes, we do. We have rhythms stuck on pile, trust me, you know.
I can imagine.
That's the least, because we are musicians, we all write, we all do a lot of things. So we're always creating music, we're always making magic, you know. We have a lot of ideas to come out. Even my brother Assad, he has a mixtape with over 20 something odd tracks, all original songs. I mean, on rhythms, but you know, original compositions. Yeah. I mean, we have music piled up from long time,
yeah.
And we've been itching for the opportunity to get it out there.
So,
you know, so even a mixtape is only some old track. May I tell you, so not new, never depend it. So yeah. You can only imagine how much we're having there.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. And anything new that's about to drop, just make me know, you know.
And I mean, you know, look for me in 2012. We have a lot of small tours, just like the one we just did, where we touched three states. Now I'm in Atlanta. I'll be here for a week and a half, and I will definitely be moving around, checking with some of the selectors I know from long time, you know. Some of them, the last time they saw me, I was a radio DJ, so they don't even know of me singing, you know.
Okay. Well, since you ever heard of this place, it named Europe.
I cannot wait for you guys to send for me.
Okay,
trust me, I've been waiting. But I know 2012 is the year for a lot of that. It's some tours coming up as well, some second generation tours for, you know, Children of Legends.
Yes.
So I'll be on some of those events. It's also Reggae's 50th anniversary next year.
Yes, yes.
So it's holy puttings. I mean, I probably can't do everything, trust me, for 2012. So well, I'm very excited. And just listen out. Once a year, Sensi Love, just make sure you show up, you know.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, we have enough festivals in Europe, you know.
Yes, I want to look. I'm looking forward, Yendis. I'm waiting for you to call me and tell me, say, look, Sensi, we have this promoter, you know.
Okay. You know how much people have been asking me for turn promoter and event manager?
You need
manager.
To.
Why?
It's just the next step. You
time, man.
All things in good time.
Before the time. All right. So big respects everyone listening in right now. Live conversation, Yendis and Sensi Love at Auntie's house. Before it's a pit stop before you go home, yes?
Yes. Bless up Mama T.
Okay, okay. Big up Mama T. So I won't keep it too long because I'm sure that Joari wants to go home and settle.
Joari wants some of my mommy loving. You know, I'm the queen of hearts, even my son, you know?
Yes.
You might forget the more side, so.
So the next track is a big track from the LP, Casanova, the remix. I'm going to let off that one. You want to say anything about that?
Well, you know, Casanova, we can't get too much of that one there, you know, because I see, like, the situation. I mean, I'm not trying to have the world change, but some man have to go get kicked out. Remember, I'm going to tell you. We're not taking no stress. Yeah, a stress yeah, not a cancer. Yeah.
Blessed love, cast, sensei love.
Tell me why, you mash up your love life. Why, you're working, you're always working. I think you're really lurking in the middle of the night. Telling me lie like you think this is a joke thing. Looking at my eyes and tell me why. You run up in a slimmers and you run up in a chubby. Dig on Nicky Belly, now you want to put it on me. No, okay. But when you're not with me, me not know if you are strapping Casanova. Where you gonna go tonight? Where you gonna go tonight? You mash up your love life. Where you going? Cause you ain't coming over. Where you gonna go tonight? Where you gonna go tonight? I mash up your love life. Oh yeah. I call up the girl named Palma. She never did it, so I talk to her man. He asks me who me is and where me come from. Tell him he's a friend of Palma. Me say me not try cause no eruption. Are you a woman I thought I should mention? She's having an affair here with another man. Tell me if you want more information. He must know what I'm doing, do I have any plan? Cause he would like to talk in person. I said I don't know what you have in mind. But two wrongs don't make it right. Two wrongs don't make it right. Tonight, where you gonna go tonight? How you mash up your love life? Where you going? You ain't coming over. Where you gonna go tonight? Where you gonna go tonight? How you mash up your love life? Oh yeah.
A big tune, Sensing Love, Casanova remix. What them call that rhythm, you know?
Them call it Enough Rhythm. Well, that's the Miss Independent rhythm by Neo.
Okay.
But them call it the Ramping Shop rhythm because you don't know cartel them.
Yeah.
Turn up that rhythm.
Yes, that's cool. I got one more I want to play, but first I want to make sure that you let off all your links and let people know how to link you and
Definitely.
How to purchase
the key to finding me, this is, I've been saying this everywhere I go because I realize this is the challenge, is the spelling. It's not, even though it's all like Sensimilia and it means the same thing,
yeah,
it's spelled a little different. It's C E N C, four letters, C E N C L O V E, Sensilove. So you can Google Sensilove and you'll find almost everything. I also have a website, www.censelovemusic.com. That's censelovemusic.com. I'm also on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on MySpace, I'm on CD Baby, on iTunes. You can download the album Love Letter and the single Stand Firm.
Okay.
And then soundcloud.com/queen, the letter A, hearts.
Right. Right, promotant is on the case, and they have the whole of your links there straight in the shout box. Your homepage, your Facebook fan page, you're on Twitter, your profile on Facebook is a MySpace, Reverb Nation, iTunes, CD Baby, and of course the Livestone Music webpage as well.
Give thanks.
Now, what about you? We talk about Livestone. What about you? I mean, it's Love Letter dropped over a year ago. What do you have planned in terms of a CD or LP release in the future?
Well, I'm still pushing Love Letter because it was released in February of this year. And when we released it, we just started our promotion campaign for Sense Love as well. So it's pretty much just been getting the real run, probably like 6 months now, because before that, people barely know who was Sense Love, you know?
Right.
So, so we're still going to stay on Love Letter. We still have a few more singles that we want to release from that, you know, fully for hot tune from that. These Lies just released. You understand? So we're going to follow up on that on the video, getting it out there, getting it to different stations, different film festivals, because it's an art piece.
Right.
I'm also active in my mother's clothing line, It's International.
Right.
I'm co-designer somewhat. I'm more of a stylist for the fashion line, because you know, I have to focus my energies in the music. But I'm still making music, you know. I'm still like the mixtape. I'll probably just do a whole bunch more mixtape until I'm ready to put out the album.
Okay, because you probably have a big backlog, you know. You could probably stop making music now and still have enough things to release for the next 5 years.
Yeah, no, it's true. I'm telling you, when me and my brother was doing that little Vibes, Old Vibes, when I said, but wait, we're not for writing no more tune for the next 3. You know, I could write, you know, I write songs for other people. But we're working on making music, you know, making some more tracks, getting some more artists, you know, on it, because I won't be doing the same thing forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll be putting out music, yes, but I also want to produce. I also want to put on shows, you know? So, Sense Love is a brand name. It's not just an artist thing.
Okay. And I noticed you dropped the apostrophe.
Well, I'm going to drop it in, but no, if you just type in C-E-N-C, Google fixes it. So I'm like, yo. Okay. I'm doing good.
Okay. So it's like you're riding several horses, one music and then the fashion line, and I guess you're going into production as well. And
yeah, definitely. And promotion. We have a show that we're planning for next year around my birthday, like a birthday celebration, but a little more, you know, it's going to be a lot to it. I don't want to give away too much right now because we're still in the planning stage. But I'll definitely be keeping you up to date on that.
Okay. And of course, you're still working for other producers and dropping singles here and there along the way.
Yeah, well, my door is wide open, you know. So far, I've been getting offers. I haven't really done a whole lot with other producers. I'm sure when I go back to Jamaica, the hype will pick up after the mixtape and after everything, you know. But you know, we've been working on building Lifestone Music so we can be recognized as a working label, you know? But my doors are definitely open. I'm looking forward to working with a lot of those top producers locally, internationally. Because, you know, it's not just local, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to next year, definitely. Next year is the year, I think, is a real launch year. This year was just, you know, getting familiar.
Yes. It's like you just had the engine running now, and now you're actually going to take off.
Oh, no, man, take off. I'm going to say take off.
Why? You know, I get the sense that, you know, you're just about to, you know, it's like the rocket at Houston. You know, you have the engines running, and 5, 3, 2, 1.
2, 1. I'm telling you, I'm at 2.
Yes. And it's all going to happen 2012. 2012 has a nice ring to it. It's going to be a big year.
Yes, it does.
Okay, there's a track I want to play. Born Free is responsible for the Road of Life rhythm, partly with Damas and others, I do believe. But you have a piece on it.
Yes, I do.
And Never Left Me Out. I'm going to let off that one. But first, I want you to be able to big up all who need big up. You know,
who need big up? How much time you got?
Well,
first and foremost, I have to big up Lifestone Music, because Lifestone Music is making it all happen for me right now. We have to big up Bonnie Wheeler, the living legend, because, you know, that name has definitely, you know, got my foot in a lot of doors. You know, definitely. Big up Shaka Gervan, the producer, Paul Katzman, the engineer. Big up all my friends and family in Jamaica. Big up One Blood Carl, the promoter in Jamaica, Zakia Mecca, L3 Productions for, you know, promoting. Big up all the DJs who are making it happen, because without the DJs, nobody can hear the music. Respect. You understand? So we work hand in hand. I love what you say.
Respect.
Big up all who deserve bigging up. I don't mean to leave out anybody, but my love is the same way. More love, more life.
Bless, bless. Track and title Never Left Me Out. Born Freeze, Roll a Life Rhythm.
Flex all my set, all my steer. John was said that you, your balance is a shame. I love you every day, baby, I love you same way. Want me do my thing, want me have my career. Like Minnie and the Angel, like Banner and Sheer. You know me, I travel couple months out of the year. But anything me got you, we are sheer. Yeah. Say you would have never ever left me out. No matter how far me could I walk me go, you never try to put me down.
I have to say one more time, blessed love to you, Sensi Love. Very nice to have you with us tonight.
Blessed love.
And I don't want to keep you too long because I know you want to move off to your home now. But one quick question, a line in that track where you mentioned Beanie and the Angel.
Well, yeah, well, you know, I mean, unfortunately, that's not the case no more. But it's the same vibes, you know.
Yeah,
Because, you know, before Beanie Man, the Angel always wanted to do her thing.
Yes.
You understand? But she probably didn't have that support and that push. Because sometimes men are intimidated by the woman being out there and being attractive and other people being attracted to them and them having groupies, you understand?
Yes,
to have a man who is balanced enough to allow you to do your thing and support you in doing so, you know? That's definitely something to big up.
Yes, you know,
Haile Selassie, I Empress Menen. That's the vibration
right.
We're riding on, you know?
And of course, I have to big you up because, you know, the industry is a male industry, you know, for the most part, you know. With the Seed Awards, for example, 1 in 5 entrants is a woman.
I love it.
Yeah? So I would have liked to see it more equal 5-5, but it's not the case now. So I have to really praise people like yourself who are making it in what seems to be mainly a man's world. You see me?
Right. Give thanks.
Yes, enough respect to you. And again, thank you for being with us here tonight on Reggae Space. And a safe journey, the final leg of your journey home.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Yendis.
Yes, have
a happy holiday, happy new year. Hope all your resolutions, you can keep them up.
I'll try. Thank you again. Good night.
More love.
You ever burn a fire upon a Babylon meal where a post black woman in a bag of role play and claim them astray from the good old days? But Babylon never have no damn good days. That's why Haile Selassie, I sit up on the throne with Empress Menen in a royal crown. The king and the queen, everybody bow down. Confusion will not come down.
Say like it is. Na 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 na. Yes, we will. Like it is.
Like it is.
Like it is. And never, never should be. Like it is. Same as a sea storming. Say like it's like. It calls the waves standing. People is in need, and who will take care of them? Who will give them?
I'll never make it, but nothing will discourage me. Every day I'll give homages to the higher being earnestly. Ain't no other one is good enough.
See the light is this a destiny?
So many innocent lives been lost, so many towns run red. Nothing is more beautiful than that. I'ma break it down this way. I'm sure you only want to be treated the same way.
Say you like it. Is this a destiny?
So many innocent lives be lost. So many towns run red.
Many thanks to Sensi Love one more time. Right now you're listening to the Raymond Wright piece on the Road of Life rhythm by the name of Like It Is. He gets a big up every time as well. Big respect to each and everyone who's been locked in and listening for the last just approaching 2 hours now, about 15 minutes left in the hour. William's waiting in the wings to come in after me. Big up all the shout boxers. I'm gonna take a week off next week from the interview thing, and the first Tuesday in the new year I'll be speaking to Sheldon Senior. Look forward to that.